أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. جمعة مبارك. Now for some of us, this is the last Jumu'ah of the month of Shaban. And because the moon tends to go a bit hijabi, I mean, for some people, next Friday will be the last Friday of Shaban. But that's okay. That's really okay. We're not talking about the rules of moon sighting right now. Right now, we're looking at if for you, this is the last Jumu'ah of the month of Shaban, then let's listen to this. So Abu Salt al-Harawi writes, he says, I went to visit Imam Ridha and Imam said to me, certainly a great amount of the month of Shaban has passed and today is the last Jumu'ah of this month. Therefore, make up for your negligence during this month on this day by doing du'a, communicating with Allah, constantly asking forgiveness from Him. And in addition, read a lot of Quran on this day and turn towards, that means turn in repentance, back to Allah from your sins, so that when the month of Ramadan comes, you have purified yourself for Allah, such that there remains no trust upon your neck, except that you have fulfilled it. That means get all your responsibilities out of the way, and that there remains no hatred in your heart for a true believer, except that you have removed it and keep away from all sins. Strengthen the taqwa, the God consciousness you have, and have complete trust upon Him in private and in public. And then he also continued to say, whoever fasts the last 3 days of the month of Sha'ban and joins these fasts with that of the month of Ramadan, Allah will write in His book of deeds as if he has fasted 2 months straight. So let's just see what Imam said. We'll try and put it into point form so we understand from this hadith. Number one, he says, lots of du'as. Number two, that means communicate with Allah. Number two, ask for forgiveness. Number three, read loads of Quran. Number four, do tawbah. Number five, for anybody that you have hatred in your heart for, forgive them, remove it completely. Then he says, strengthen your taqwa. Total trust in Him in private and in public. And finally, fasting the last 3 days of the month of Sha'ban. So for some of us, it will be next Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. And for some, it'll be Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. Oh my goodness, it's so exciting. So I'd like to end with the inscriptions on one of the seven doors of Jahannam. And the inscription reads, I, Jahannam, am haram for those who fast. So let's just understand very quickly what fasting is. It's just not mere keeping away from food and drink and all the things that are not allowed. When you fast, you should not speak ill of anybody, nor should you be boisterous or noisy. If anyone speaks ill of you or tries to pick a fight with you, do not respond in the same manner. Rather, simply tell him that you are fasting. This is what the Prophet said. And Allah in Hadith Qudsi says, all righteous deeds of the son of Adam are multiplied 10 to 700-fold, except fasting, for that is mine and I shall reward it. Oh my goodness. Can you just imagine? Now, if you're ill, if you're unable to fast for whatever reason at all, and I remember when my mom had cancer, mom used to fast Rajab, Shaban and Ramadan. But when she had cancer and she was ill, she couldn't fast. And that really hurt her. And I remember I always used to tell her, Ma, wake up for Sehri. Wake up for Sehri. Do your niyah fasting. Fast until the time that you have to take your medication. That is acceptable. And that's what any of us should do. If you cannot fast before you're ill, because you're ill or for whatever reason, and you know best, then remember, always have the intention of fasting, for He accepts. It's absolutely phenomenal. And I cannot end without talking about iftar. Because the Prophet said, one who provides iftar to a mu'min in the month of Ramadan, even if it be a sip of water, shall be granted the reward of freeing a slave and shall have all his previous sins forgiven. So let's start investing in our akhirah. Those who need iftar need us to be able to facilitate sending the funds now. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a tawfiq to be able to get to this most awesome month. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim.